This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. You know, I hadn't really thought too much about Minnesota being called the Gopher State. I didn't attend the University of Minnesota, so have no real desire to wear a gopher t-shirt. And as a gardener, well, I've generally been more inclined to do battle with the little rodents. However, I came across an article called The Aerator of the Plains. I guess I'll bite on this one. Apparently, the pocket gopher is not just an annoyance, although those who love lovely lawns may disagree. According to the article, they're a key component in the health of any ecological system where they are present. A study in Yellowstone National Park estimated that one little pocket gopher may excavate as much as 5 tons of soil each year. Whoa, okay, I'm impressed with their work ethic. Their underground tunnels can run up to 500 feet in length. The soil that's pushed above ground increases plant regeneration and distribution and allows rainfall and snowmelt to more efficiently permeate the soil. And their tunnels are home to some snakes, mice, and ground squirrels. Again, not my favorite critters, but they do have a purpose. The pocket gopher gets its name because of its fur-lined cheek pouch that can be turned inside out to remove its pilfered food. They have powerful front legs with sharp claws and their lips close behind those wicked incisors to keep the dirt out. But what about the badger state? Badgers are tough, don't back down, and can dig a mighty tunnel, some down more than 12 feet and 50 feet long. While they're native to Wisconsin, the DNR says the badger state nickname comes from the lead miners who hold up for the winter in underground shelters in the southwestern part of the state. I'll have more on badgers and gophers on GardenBite.com. And find Garden Bite on Facebook. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.